Week 3, Tuesday, Readings. Lord, open our lips, and we shall praise your name. Let us adore the Lord, the King who is to come. Come, ring out our joy to the Lord, hail the God who saves us. Let us come before him giving thanks, with songs let us hail the Lord. A mighty God is the Lord, a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, the heights of the mountains are his. To him belongs the sea, for he made it, and the dry land shaped by his hands. Come in, let us bow and bend low, let us kneel before the God who made us. For he is our God, and we, the people who belong to his pasture, the flock that is led by his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as on that day at Massah in the desert, when your fathers put me to the test, when they tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was wearied of these people, and I said, their hearts are astray, these people do not know my ways. Then I took an oath in my anger, never shall they enter my rest. And glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Let us adore the Lord, the King who is to come. Worship, glory, praise, and honour to our God high throned above, we, with many generations, join to praise thy name of love. In the Scriptures, by the Spirit, may we see the Saviour's face, hear his word and heed his calling, know his will and grow in grace. Let God arise, let those who hate him flee before him. Psalm 67. Let God arise, let his foes be scattered, let those who hate him flee before him. As smoke is blown away, so will they be blown away, like wax that melts before the fire, so the wicked shall perish at the presence of God. But the just shall rejoice at the presence of God. They shall exult and dance for joy. O sing to the Lord, make music to his name. Make a highway for him who rides on the clouds. Rejoice in the Lord, exult in his presence. Father of the orphan, defender of the widow, such is God in his holy place. God gives the lonely a home to live in. He leads the prisoners forth into freedom, but rebels must dwell in a parched land. When you went forth, O God, at the head of your people, when you marched across the desert, the earth trembled. The heavens melted at the presence of God, at the presence of God, Israel's God. You poured down, O God, a generous rain. When your people were starved, you gave them new life. It was there that your people found a home, prepared in your goodness, O Lord, for the poor. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Let God arise, let those who hate him flee before him. This God of ours is a God who saves. The Lord holds the keys of death. Psalm 67 continued. The Lord gives the word to the bearers of good tidings. The Almighty has defeated a numberless army, and kings and armies are in flight, while you were at rest among the sheepfolds. At home the women already share the spoil. They are covered with silver as the wings of a dove, its feathers brilliant with shining gold, and jewels flashing like snow on Mount Salmon. The mountains of Bashan are mighty mountains. High-ridged mountains are the mountains of Bashan. Why look with envy, you high-ridged mountains, at the mountain where God has chosen to dwell? It is there that the Lord shall dwell for ever. The chariots of God are thousands upon thousands. The Lord has come from Sinai to the holy place. You have gone up on high. You have taken captives, receiving men in tribute, O God. Even those who rebel into your dwelling, O Lord. May the Lord be blessed day after day. He bears our burdens, God our Saviour. This God of ours is a God who saves. The Lord our God holds the keys of death. and God will smite the head of his foes, the crown of those who persist in their sins. The Lord said, I will bring them back from Bashan. I will bring them back from the depths of the sea. Then your feet will tread in their blood, and the tongues of your dogs take their share of the foe. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. This God of ours is a God who saves. The Lord holds the keys of death. Kingdoms of the earth, sing to God. Praise the Lord. Psalm 67 concluded. They see your solemn procession, O God, the procession of my God, of my King, to the sanctuary, the singers in the forefront, the musicians coming last, between them maidens sounding their timbrels. In festive gatherings bless the Lord. Bless God, O you who are Israel's sons. There is Benjamin, least of the tribes at the head, Judah's princes, a mighty throng, Zebulun's princes, Naphtali's princes. Show forth, O God, show forth your might, O God, which you have shown for us. For the sake of your temple high in Jerusalem, may kings come to you, bringing their tribute. Threaten the wild beast that dwells in the reeds, the bands of the mighty and lords of the peoples, let them bow down, offering silver. Scatter the peoples who delight in war, princes will make their way from Egypt, Ethiopia will stretch out her hands to God. Kingdoms of the earth, sing to God, praise the Lord, who rides on the heavens, the ancient heavens. He thunders his voice, his mighty voice. Come, acknowledge the power of God. His glory is on Israel, his might is in the skies. God is to be feared in his holy place. He is the Lord, Israel's God. He gives strength and power to his people. Blessed be God. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Kingdoms of the earth, sing to God. Praise the Lord. The voice of one crying in the desert, prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight the paths of our God. A reading from the prophet Isaiah, chapter 30. Behold, the name of the Lord comes from far, burning with his anger and in thick rising smoke. His lips are full of indignation, and his tongue is like a devouring fire. His breath is like an overflowing stream that reaches up to the neck, to sift the nations with the sieve of destruction, and to place on the jaws of the peoples a bridle that leads astray. You shall have a song as in the night, when a holy feast is kept, and gladness of heart, as when one sets out to the sound of the flute to go to the mountain of the Lord, to the rock of Israel. And the Lord will cause his majestic voice to be heard, and the descending blow of his arm to be seen, in furious anger and a flame of devouring fire, with a cloudburst and tempest and hailstones. The Assyrians will be terror-stricken at the voice of the Lord when he smites with his rod, and every stroke of the staff of punishment which the Lord lays upon them will be to the sound of timbrels and lyres. Battling with brandished arm, he will fight with them. For a burning place has long been prepared, yea, for the king it is made ready, its pyre made deep and wide with fire and wood in abundance. The breath of the Lord, like a stream of brimstone, kindles it. For thus the Lord said to me, as a lion or a young lion growls over his prey, and when a band of shepherds is called forth against him, is not terrified by their shouting or daunted at their noise, so the Lord of hosts will come down to fight upon Mount Zion and upon its hill. Like birds hovering, so the Lord of hosts will protect Jerusalem. He will protect it and deliver it. He will spare and rescue it. Turn to him from whom you have been deeply revolted, O people of Israel. For in that day everyone shall cast away his idols of silver and his idols of gold, which your hands have sinfully made for you. And the Assyrians shall fall by a sword, not of man, and a sword not of man shall devour him. And he shall flee from the sword, and his young men will be put to forced labour. His rock shall pass away in terror, and his officers desert the standard in panic, says the Lord, whose fire is in Zion, and whose furnace is in Jerusalem. Responsory from Isaiah 31. The Lord of hosts will come down upon Mount Zion. Like birds hovering, so the Lord will protect Jerusalem. He will spare and rescue it. You shall have a song as in the night when a holy feast is kept, and gladness of heart. Like birds hovering, so the Lord will protect Jerusalem. He will spare and rescue it. A reading from The Imitation of Christ, Book 2. Of humble submission. Make no great account of what man is for you or against you, but mind and take care of this, that God be with you in everything you do. Have a good conscience, and God will defend you, for no man's malice can hurt him when God wills to help. If you know how to be silent and to suffer, you shall without doubt see the help of the Lord. He himself knows the time and the manner of your deliverance, and therefore it is your part to resign yourself into his hands. It belongs to God to help us and deliver us from all trouble. Many a time it is of much advantage towards keeping us in greater humility that others know and rebuke our faults. When a man humbles himself for his faults, then he readily pacifies others, and easily satisfies those who are angry with him. God protects the humble man and delivers him. The humble he loves and consoles. To the humble he inclines himself. On the humble he bestows abundant grace. And after he has been brought low, he raises him up to glory. To the humble man he reveals his secrets, and sweetly draws and invites him to himself. The humble man, though he suffer shame, remains in great peace, for he relies upon God and not upon the world. Never think that you have made any progress unless you esteem yourself inferior to all. First, keep yourself in peace, and then you shall be able to bring others to peace. The peaceable man does more good than one that is very learned. The passionate man turns even good to evil, and readily believes evil. But the good, peaceable man turns all things to good. He that is in perfect peace suspects no man, but he that is discontented and troubled is agitated by various suspicions. He neither has rest himself, nor suffers others to rest. Many a time he says what he ought not to say, and leaves undone what it were better for him to do. He considers what others ought to do, and neglects what he is bound to do himself. Therefore, be zealous first of all regarding yourself, and then you may justly exercise zeal towards your neighbour also. You know well how to excuse and gloss over your own deeds, but you are not willing to accept the excuses of others. It were more just for you to accuse yourself and excuse your brother. If you wish to be borne with, bear also with others. Responsory from Psalm 24. The Lord guides the humble in the right path. He teaches his way to the poor. His ways are faithfulness and love for those who keep his covenant and will. Render true judgments, show kindness and mercy each to his brother. His ways are faithfulness and love for those who keep his covenant and will. Let us pray. Father, through your Son, you have made us a new people. Look on us now as the new creation of your love, and by the coming of your Son, cleanse us from every stain of sin. We make our prayer through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, for ever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless us and keep us, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.